All right, welcome to the second season, the 14th episode of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, no clue why you're listening, but man, we got a good one lined up for you.
I'm excited to tell
you. This is going to be a fun one. If you are our friends and family, this is going to be even more fun for you. We weren't leaving you up in the air.
Just some classic stuff.
We're recording this on the Wednesday. We're a day late. But not, well, after this weekend, maybe a dollar short as well.
They definitely dollar short.
but yeah, we're ready to go. It's been a hell of a weekend. Yeah, I can still feel it, mostly.
There's the evidence.
Yeah, mostly in the cold that I've acquired. But yeah, we had to delay a day because we really wanted this guest to be on for this week. And Charlie and I both, I guess, have work that
turns out we also have busy lives sometimes.
Yeah, it was crazy. We both text each other. We usually respond about lunchtime on Tuesday and say like, oh, you ready for tonight?
Was it like 4 o'clock
before? Yeah, it was like 4:30 before one of us finally was like, oh, what are we doing?
I was like, yeah, I got another hour.
And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna leave, but I'm still not really ready. So we've been busy. I'm sure everyone else is busy too. That resonates with a lot of people. But
I have an update for you, Grant.
I want to hear it.
I put in my air conditioning unit.
Ooh.
The window unit is installed. Keep it in this place for crisp 69 degrees.
Nice.
I'm debating about getting another one. I went from college living no AC for 4 years. I cracked, got one last year, thankful for it. And now I think I might get another one.
I don't even, I don't have one yet.
You're gonna want one, is my guess.
Probably, yeah. I just pretty much sleep with the fans on. I had a crazy thing happen last night. So my living in the city, you're a lot closer to other people's windows. When like my bedroom window, I can pretty much see into the people across the. It's not an alley, but there's like a little walking path between our buildings. I can pretty much see right into that person's building, and my shades aren't that great either. So like, you know, whatever.
I never use my shades.
But literally, 5 a.m. in the morning on maybe Sunday night or Monday night, I just hear this person yakking nonstop. Like just
throwing up or like coughing?
Oh, throwing up for sure, unless they were really violently coughing. And it was intense. I was like, holy cow, this person is getting after it. So that was interesting, but
yeah, I tell people when they come visit, you might want earplugs, especially if they're from Iowa.
Oh yeah, it's not quite as quiet as Iowa. I've gotten really used to it.
I put that window open like on the street now, but yeah.
Yeah, it's totally fine for me, but other people that have stayed here have been like, yo, I was hearing things all night. I was like, yeah, you kind of do. You just gotta live with it.
But like, you can't train yourself to be ready for that unless you do it every night so people come visit.
The training.
FYI, everyone bring headphones when you come visit us.
So the training that worked for me was pretty much starting in the winter when you couldn't hear as much. And then as the spring came, like your windows kind of slowly got opened a little more and more. And people got a little noisier and noisier. And now it's pretty normal. I'm cool with it.
I'm more of a submersive guy, just all or nothing.
Just jump into it.
I just windows wide open, right, and my head is right next to my window. Like, I use the window sill as my headboard.
I will say, if I sit down and start reading, and it goes like dead silent because I have nothing playing or anything, it's almost uncomfortable how quiet it gets sometimes. Just because that's when nothing's happening when I'm reading, because otherwise, if I'm reading, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
But I'm like, holy cow! But yeah, I can read. Humble brag.
You mentioned reading. I was forced to read last night.
Hmm.
So I do finally get home from work. All I want to do is just relax. I picked up a pizza on the way home. And
me too.
Watch some TV. Internet and cable were both out when I got home.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, damn. I felt like such a loser. Like a millennial loser at that moment. I never felt more like a millennial loser.
So you picked up a book. What'd you start reading?
A book called Bringing Down the House.
Woo!
The movie 21, the Blackjack Team.
Mm-hmm.
Their book.
Ooh, that's exciting.
the book came out first. It's really good. I've already read it once, rereading it. But yeah, it was good, but it was like, wow, all I want to do is watch some HBO Ballers, and can't even do that. WTH, mate. And so I even did the call, like, I called into the center, or the Xfinity, and like, service rep will not be able to do anything for you.
Like, there's nothing you can do. Okay.
I can't complain to someone.
Yeah. They are all taken up. Okay. All right.
No, they're all taken up. It was just like they told me that they wouldn't be able to provide a service for me.
That's messed up.
They can do nothing to fix it. I'm like, how do you know that? Just by my address. Like, all I had to give was my address.
Somebody cut down a line, man. Somebody cut down a line.
It came on eventually, so it wasn't like all the whole night, but like a solid 2.5 hours of no cable, no internet.
That's a tough day.
I was living in the Stone Age, people. I had light, I had power, though.
Hey, well, congrats on the Stone Age. I'm proud that you could live through it. Crazy story. One time, I was talking with one of the guys I work with, and his mom was older, and she lived in Las Vegas. She retired in Las Vegas.
Stone Age.
No, literally.
Ease.
No. Nice. He's an older guy, too. But anyway, so his mom... had just forgotten to pay her electric bill for 2 months.
Just 2 months?
Yeah. 2 months straight. I guess it was probably longer than that, because for 2 months she lived with the lights off.
Just no lights. She just kept living like
no
that.
Lights. She didn't have like a gas stove or anything, and they're like, oh, like, mom, what were you eating? And she's like, oh, I just ate like, you know, canned goods. And I was like, for 2 months. She just ate canned goods and lives by herself, and
that's nuts.
Like yeah.
I could do living in the dark, but like I'd still need a stove.
I need to cook. Yeah, I have my little camp stove out, like making things on the floor. Like I don't have tables.
Your tables still work, right?
Yeah, tables are still there, but yeah.
Or you can put your camp stove on your stove.
Yeah. Well, I have a gas stove, so it'd be okay. But yeah. So then he's like, yeah, that's when we figured out we had to set up mom for automatic payments. I was like, yeah.
That's probably a great move. That's classic.
Two months of no electricity. I can't even imagine how that began. But what an amazing play that.
And she just decided not to like pay it. Like, did she just think the whole power was out in the street for 2 months, or like why did she just pay it?
I have no clarification as to what the justification was.
I have so many questions.
But I mean, holy cow, that's a move. That's kind of a power move, though. Like, yeah,
the refrigerator doesn't work then.
Yep, screw the energy company. That's why she's eating canned goods.
Water wouldn't work though, so shower.
She can still shower.
I just have so many questions.
It's crazy.
I kind of want to live without like lights on now. I'm still gonna have like power, so I can like watch TV.
Yeah.
And stuff and cook and everything, but maybe I'll just keep the lights off.
I mean, why not? Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Charlie, before we go into the update, I got a little news. Do you think Illinois has just kind of gone a little bit wild recently?
I need some context here.
All right, here's the context. Basically, the state of Illinois has now pushing for legalizing. Well, they've legalized marijuana
and sports gambling.
And sports gambling.
Look out!
Basically, Chicago is going to be the new Vegas.
Look out, fun people!
Chicago is going to be the new Vegas. Everyone, I need to find a new place to live.
Iowa's already done both these. Like a lot of states have already done this.
No, but not recreational marijuana.
No, they're doing recreational. They have to do medical first.
Is that true?
I'm like, highly confident.
I would put an 80% confidence interval on that, because yeah. I feel like recreational, because it's been a big talk. I'm pretty sure recreational, because medical's already been a thing here.
It hasn't.
Yeah, it has.
I don't.
You can look that up, but
no, I'm doing it in show Google.
But I will. I think that Illinois is gonna become the next hotspot for. Just like everything. Although, and they're putting a casino in the city. First casino in the city.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know where. I mean, maybe that's not even true, but I'm pretty sure I heard that.
Legalized cannabis sales. Illinois will be the first state to legalize marijuana sales through legislative process. And the 11th to allow recreational use.
Nice. Told you.
I am wrong. Wow. We're the disowned child of the 50 states. We're in there.
We are going.
We're the fun uncles.
Yeah, we're going Las Vegas on everyone. It's gonna be crazy. So.
Do they? Vegas will still always have that draw, though.
Vegas will still always have that draw because it's just so fabricated. But Chicago's, you're not fabricated.
Where else are you gonna get the pool parties?
You can go swim in Lake Michigan. It never gets warm down here, but you can swim in it. I don't know.
There's a joke of how dirty those pools could be, Grant.
I mean, those pools are pretty dirty. You could probably catch something just by swimming in it. We should just put chlorine in Lake Michigan, and that'll clean it up.
I mean, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Thanks, pool party.
How's the EPA like that one, man?
Take that, fishies.
We're just kidding, guys. We're just kidding.
Yeah, totally. And we'll also do our wine thing at the aquarium.
Yeah. Oh, and then we can have a like a sister podcast with people that smoke weed, and we can have them do like a weed thing at the at Lincoln Park Zoo. Imagine people just going around like, here's the weed you should smoke as you look at this lion.
This one will make you think this zebra is green and yellow.
All right, what are you smoking? anyone who's trying to partner with us and do we'll call them intoxicated tours.
Do Segway tours.
Intoxicated Segway tours might be illegal.
It's definitely illegal, but we could work a way around it.
We could figure it out. We'll have 2-person Segways and 1 sober driver on each one.
Boom. Like a sidecar for a Segway.
Nice, but it's got to be behind it, because I can't imagine the sidecar actually on the side of a Segway. Like, just someone that's, like, really messed up just staring at the butt of somebody else driving. That sounds so weird, but I
kind of want to see it. I really want to, like, actually see it.
Yeah, you're the engineer. Draw something up for me, and I'll start trying to sell them.
We'll get a nice tow bar going.
I love it.
All right.
Yeah, so Charlie and I have both had colds recently. So our update is basically going to be like our favorite cold remedies.
Cold remedies are things to do when you have a cold.
Exactly. So, Charlie, I'll let you go. I'll let you go first in this one since you had it before I did.
Okay. First one, skip school, man.
100% skip school and turn on the shittiest TV.
Yeah.
Turn on Judge Judy and literally just doze in and out while watching Judge Judy.
Dragon Tales
is a good one. Arthur was always on TV too.
Yeah, that was. I pretty much memorize all of sports.
Yo, unless you're in Georgia, I think, Alabama, one of those southern states, they're no longer showing.
That's just the one episode of Arthur.
What, was there something like homosexual in it?
Yeah, I think there was gay uncles or lesbian aunts or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, I got thrown out pretty quick, apparently.
What a bunch of party poopers.
But yeah, skipping school.
I like that one, but that follows me up with my next one. It's literally just like sleep. Just don't get out of bed.
Yeah, I obviously had that one written down. Especially now, I respect sleep so much more, I feel like.
Yeah, and when my alarm goes off at 5:30, I just think, no, no. And then when you have a cold, it's just like, definitely no. I'm putting a nice snooze on that one for a while.
Just don't go off anymore. You're done. Yeah, you're done.
You're this done. And then you wake up at 8 o'clock and you're like, shit, I'm late.
That's the obvious one. So it's kind of like the opposite of what I did on my cold. But my second one is going to be the hot towel to the forehead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or when you have sinus, you know, it comes with a sinus infection.
Yeah. Like
the whole face. Just let it soak. And you're just like,
Dude, that's what my dad would always do.
Just moment of clarity.
My dad would always give that to me, and I'm just like, yes. Don't they do that for, like, massages and stuff, too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he would heat it up for me, and he'd give it to me, and he's like, well, let it sit for a second. It's probably really hot, because he'd just throw it in the microwave, and it's just a microwave towel, basically. Throw it on my eyes, and then I feel better.
But, yeah, one of the massages I've gotten, yeah, was a hot towel, to the face.
Never had one, but... I guess you're a seasoned.
Not a huge fan.
No, I did have a towel on the face once when I got a haircut.
Yeah, it's kind of similar thing.
Kind of nice. She's like, the lady was like massaging my scalp, and she's like, "Do you want a hot towel on your face?" And I'm like, I was like, do I don't really know. And she's like, well, we offer it if you want it. And she's like, here, just try it. And I was like, okay. But then you tilt, when they're washing your head, you're tilting your head back, and they're like you're almost like choking yourself because your head's so far tilted back. I'm like, okay, this is good and all, but can we make it quicker?
I think you just have issues, man.
Maybe, I don't know. It just kind of feels like you're getting choked, but I don't know if you're into that. My next one is just like staying in the shower for so long that you want to sit down.
Yeah, that would be mine too. And then just rolling snot rockets out.
Oh yeah, that shower afterwards should just take a deep bleach.
It's like you're gonna want to clean this one up.
So I'm forever traveling and I get a cold. I just gotta leave the cleaning lady a little money because I just really messed that one up.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just sick.
Yeah, I'm just sick. that was my last one, so it's for you for taking that one. But I got another one. I turned into the biggest soup fan.
Oh.
Soup, just giving this class, so stereotypical, but the chicken noodle soup, like, I don't really eat it too often, but when I'm sick, like, it's on the menu.
My mom said, when everyone moved away, she said the moment, if any of us got sick, the first thing we should do is go to like the nearest Chinese restaurant and get a large thing of egg drop soup. And I don't even really like egg drop soup when I'm not, no, I don't have a cold. But if you get it when you have a cold, it just kind of like, I don't know. It's got everything in it. It's good. It's got your little protein in it.
Well, yeah, egg drop soup wasn't out of fan and I was healthy, so.
Yeah, maybe just try it once when you're sick.
Maybe. I'm going to go get Chinese food. I love Chinese food.
But see, then I made the mistake and got the really big thing that one time and I was only sick for like a day and I didn't.
And then I had all this egg drop soup.
Yeah, then I got this egg drop soup I'm not going to eat because it just reminds me of being sick, so. Mm.
Deuces.
Yeah, deuces. And that's it. No. My last one is just like a cup of tea. I mean, I like tea otherwise, but a cup of tea in the middle of the day when you're sick, just like a little treat. It's like, here.
It's soothing.
Coffee doesn't do the same thing.
It burns a little too much. They're not smooth.
Yeah, I had two shots of espresso this morning, and that was a little too much for my cold.
User error.
It was definitely user error.
User error.
But I still enjoyed it, so. All right, we will hop in this interview with our good friend, the Michael Myers. And in there, we'll have a little update for everyone on our weekend. All right, now we welcome on a very good friend of Charlie and myself's, obviously, the one, the second, Michael Myers.
The one, the second. Sorry.
I was gonna say the one and only. The two.
Start over, Grant. You suck at that.
You want to get rid of it?
No. I was doing a bit, Grant. Come on.
I was gonna say we don't edit. Mike, welcome on.
Oh, thank you very much. I think that's an appropriate introduction because you probably Google Mike Myers. I'm probably not the first one that comes up, so I won't rule that one out, Grant. You're okay on that one.
All right, I like it.
I'm still throwing the flag. The one, the second. No, it's the second and the only.
It's definitely a
the second and the only in my heart.
The second and the only in my heart, definitely, because this guy doesn't wear creepy masks. But you know, either way, I digress.
I'm glad to be on the show, recurring guest number two. This is the second appearance, I believe.
You are a recurring guest, and on top of that, yeah, you are hopefully a recurring visitor of the Chicagoland area.
Absolutely.
And so Charlie and I, we're opening up with a new question as a recurring guest. We have foregone in the beginning of this episode our update, and we are bringing you into the update, and basically.
Oh, yes.
Since you were here this weekend, what was your favorite Charlie and Me moment from your weekend in Chicago?
My favorite Charlie and Me moment, I think you guys would probably agree with me on this one, and I was kind of in between these two scenarios, and I was actually thinking of a Charlie and Me moment, because I texted you, I'm like, so is there anything I need to prepare for? And you said, no, just bring your personality. I said, well, he's probably going to ask me something about a Charlie and Me moment. So my favorite Charlie and Me moment, we were at, when we were at 365, we were getting a little food, you know, I think it was Saturday, so we got the day going, you know, around 11 or 12, had some bloodies and went to the batting cages. So we went to get some food at like 5 o'clock. You know, we were watching the Cubs game. Cubs are playing the Cardinals. Has to be like 6 or 7 o'clock. Is it middle of the game, third, fourth inning? And so we noticed a you know, a quite the attractive young lady behind us, and Charlie and good friend of the program, Trevor Smith, have their backs turned to her, right? So we're, Grant and I are talking, because we're the one like facing her the entire time. We're like, dude, like, this chick, man, I tell you what, that type of thing. And the place starts to clear out as we get through our food. We're probably getting close to getting the check. Next thing I know, I see this girl who we're talking about turn around, and Chuck is just going in on his chicken fingers and fries. And keep in mind, this is his second chicken fingers and fries meal.
Second one of the day.
She goes in for one of Chuck's fries without saying a word, takes one of his fries, dips it in the ketchup, and I'm pretty sure makes dead eye contact with Chuck, eats that frying, and leaves. And everyone's like, oh my God, did you see that? Like, freaking out. And I look on the table, I'm like, Chuck, what is that? And he picked it up, and lo and behold, she dropped her name and number. So I think it's still up to debate on who that was for, but being that she ate one of Chuck's fries, I think we're giving the award to him.
I think we definitely give that award to Charlie.
I'm pretty confident it was for me.
And then on top of that, it was one of the smoothest transactions I've ever seen. Like, if she was dealing drugs, we wouldn't have even known that she left the drugs at our table.
Yep. Like, she could have been like a 3 out of 10, and that still would have been hot. Like, that was probably the smoothest thing I've ever seen.
It was super smooth.
And then she did this slight little look back as she was walking out the building too.
Emily, if you're listening to this, if that's your name.
Her name's not Emily.
What is it?
Emma.
Oh, Emma, if you're listening to this, you know, maybe text Charlie back.
Just a simple sup.
Yeah, that was definitely a highlight. We're sitting there in Rizzo's, and it just clears out. And then I was tired of sitting down, so I stood up and ate our quesadilla, obviously.
Yep, the one that Grant and I were splitting, a little chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, you know, got to get that protein in.
You gotta stand when you eat.
You gotta yep. Stand up. Yeah, and just remember her beelining it towards us, and we were like, people don't talk to us. Like, chicks don't talk to us. This is a different situation for us.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I kind of froze a little bit. Not that, like, I was gonna do anything or say anything, but, like, I was just like, I probably had my, you know, my tongue hanging out of my mouth or something, so.
I believe my first words in this instance were like, hey, that's my fry.
I said something along the lines of, are you just gonna steal his fry like that? And then she just walked away.
Charlie should just been like, yeah, I don't share food, can I have that back? Or something just really bad like that. I think that would have been even better.
Waiter?
Waiter!
She wearing Cardinal stuff too, though. So.
Yeah, get her out of here. Yeah, she's leaving anyways.
She gets dock points for that one, that's for sure.
Take her down a notch, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Mike, then we had a pretty good encounter as well. I think Charlie wants to go into that one.
Yeah, Mike, I want to know, do you recommend going out at night with a pair of wet pants like you did?
Jeans. Wet jeans.
Wet jeans specifically.
I'm going to say no to that one, but I think for the fanfare and for the effect, I think it was good. I probably would only recommend that if you're only at the bar for another 15 minutes and then you're going home. But I'm really glad that Trevor did that with us or with me. I think
we haven't said how it happened yet. So
okay, yeah. So. I don't know where the idea came from. So we get to what was the name of the bar, Grant?
Deuces. We were at Deuces on Clark.
Yep. So really cool, like, you know, outside bar. It's like almost like a retractable roof, but, you know, it's kind of like a terrace theme, and they have, you know, these two it doesn't even look like swimming pools.
They're like wading pools almost.
Yeah, they're shallow, very narrow pools. So I get there, and I think I'm Mr. Funny, and I take a picture, and like I go on Snapchat, I take a picture, I said 20 screenshots, and like I'll jump in the pool. And so we get to talking, like me, Charlie, Grant, Trevor. And I eventually loop Trevor in to commit to this with me. I'm like, okay, well, if I get to 20, will you do it with me? And I'm like, and he's like, yeah. So I think I go to get drinks or something, or the bathroom, and I come back, and the next thing I know, Grant's just doing the most Grant thing ever. He's just getting in the mix with, like, six girls to our left and just like hyping me up. We're just gassing me up, and he's like, you gotta add my friend Mike on Snapchat and like screenshot, just like trying to get me there. And I was getting pretty nervous about it, but even though that was probably what was going through your head, you know, low key you got me, you know, six new Snapchat contacts. So
there you go.
So I think it was even before I hit 20 screenshots, but one of the girls that was sitting to our left, who Grant was talking to, next thing I know, like, she just jumps in the pool, and Trevor and I look at each other, and we're like, well, we kind of have to do it now, so, you know, we took the shirts off, got everything out of the pockets, no shoes, no socks, and just jumped in with, you know, black denim jeans on, and then for the rest of the night, I was just absolutely soaked, and I'm pretty sure I ditched my socks, got all soaked from people jumping in the pool, like, after us, so I remember we went upstairs, and I ditched the socks, but,
So you just, like, left those socks under a table somewhere? Someone's going to find, like, imagine the people that cleaned the bar after that? Because we went upstairs to, like, a dance club after that.
Yeah.
People that were cleaning the bar after that were like, whoa, we just found these nasty socks.
Yeah, it probably smelled a little ripe.
What's in these bad boys? Holy hell.
Also, another great thing about that is the girl that jumped in told us she had to take a two-hour train ride back home that night in all wet clothes. So you think you had your 10-minute walk bad? Imagine 2 hours on a train.
And not only 2 hours on a train, but 2 hours to the state of Indiana, which I'm sorry like for that on its own, but oh my God.
She stayed in Illinois, but...
I thought she was in Indiana.
I can only assume that she was also sobering up quite a bit during that 2 hours.
Oh.
God damn.
And we were not.
Yeah. That was very sobering. I don't know what it was. It was the water, you know, splash on the face, and then, like, just being cold, and then it just the whole adrenaline kick. I mean, that was really good. I was trying to get you guys in there, but, you know.
We have a reputation to keep. We have a podcast.
Yeah. You're looking out to stay healthy for the podcast this week. Yes, for sure.
Only time I'm. It's funny because we're actually neither of us are that healthy right now. but yeah. If I'm going in the pool, you know, I got to go butt ass naked to just like be that marketing ploy for the podcast because you know it's right there branded on me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed we didn't catch anyone. You know, going full streak or you know full nude into the pool, but. You know, that was a good time. That was like my first like Wrigley experience. Like I've been downtown before, but that was a quality time, guys.
The cool thing about this, like, so after you and Trevor and Jane got in, probably throughout the night, three or four more people just did massive belly flops into this thing. No one got kicked out. No one got kicked out of the bar.
Just take it.
I wonder if that's policy, like, because we did. I don't think we saw anyone jump in before us, and we're. I think that's why Trevor and I waited a little bit, is because we saw Jane go in, and we're like, okay, well, let's see if she gets kicked out, and if she doesn't, then we'll go. So we're like, ah, fuck it. So it was a very spur-of-the-moment thing. Like, now that I look at it, we should have had, like, either of you two, like, get your phone out and film us jumping in, but, like,
yeah,
the next thing I know, like, we just dove in, yeah.
Boom,
right.
I couldn't get off.
You gave us zero time to, like, even react. Basically, no. I got a video of you guys getting out of the pool.
Yeah, and it was a very short video at that. So, but it was you know we created some memories. It was a hell of a memory.
Hell of a memory.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever forget that. It's engraved in my Instagram timeline. So, it'd be tough to, but yeah, mad props for hopping in, ditching the socks, and then just going about your life after that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was. I overcame adversity. You know, I like to say that I had a little bit of grit, and I was cold the rest of the night, and I was a little uncomfortable, but I faced my fears, and we prospered.
I love it.
Switching gears a little here. During your trip, you talked about how you played some golf in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of got my gears turning. What, if you could pick three courses right now to play, what would you play? Which three courses would you play?
Like anywhere in the world or where?
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world.
Oh, God. Any three in the world. Well, number one has to be Augusta.
10-4.
That's number one. Number two would have to be St. Andrews.
Yeah. Ooh. And two gimmies.
Old course, of course, right?
Old course, yep. I'm not sure if I even know the other one. But yeah, old course. And then the third one, I don't know. I'd probably have to say, I don't know. I'll pick a Minnesota course. We'll do Hazeltine, just because that's a newer track, and you can have bragging rights if you play that course. So.
That's true. I thought you were going to throw out Pebble just because of the U.S. Open going on right now.
I was expecting you to say Pebble. Glad you did it.
I had to represent Minnesota. But yeah, those are my three off the top. I probably could come up with some other ones, but I feel like those are some bucket list items for people that are into golf for sure.
No, 100%. So we talked about that weekend. We talked about your golf swing a little bit. You care to mention how well you hit a softball? Because we were watching you rip some softballs in there.
Ball dingers.
And I mean, there's not really much of a fence, but I mean, they're probably gone. You're pretty much, you're losing points for your team if you hit more than four in softball.
I don't know. I didn't, going into it, like when we did the baseball cages, I think it was what, like 50 miles an hour or something like that?
Oh yeah, I did the lowest one possible.
I did the slowest possible. I was a little intimidated at first, but we got the confidence up on the baseball, and then we went over to softball, and dude, I was cranking that step, that knee, like up to my freaking chin and just unloading. I mean, that was
just fun. A hobby bias swing.
Yeah, I was absolutely swinging for the fences, you know, like come through one hand release on the bat, you know, like I'm doing like a Ken Griffey Jr. finish and stuff like that. But yeah, I was a little surprised at myself, not gonna lie. That was fun.
So you signed up for a beer league yet?
No, but I got a couple guys, like 40-year-old guys in my office that do one, so maybe I can hop in, although it's like a good 30 minutes south of my office, and the driving would be pretty shitty. But, you know, no excuses. If I wanted to do it, it's there.
Yeah, of course. And we could, you know, we're always looking for marketing opportunities, so we're always happy to maybe throw our names in the sleeve of a shirt or something.
Also just a really good excuse to drink beer, like on a weekday. So
yeah, I think the best would be like if we could get like those juicy pants, but then just have them say Charlie and Me on the back, opposed to saying like Juicy or Victoria's Secret or whatever they say.
Yep, and they have to be like velvet, or like a super soft material.
Oh yeah, super soft, and pretty much they just like rip the moment anyone slides in them.
There's no sliding.
It's a no sliding rule in those pants.
I like it.
We're gonna need them back after the end of the year too.
That'd be good.
Reuse those for next year's squad.
Exactly, Charlie. I think you got one more.
Yeah. So usually we end the questions with, you know, the tattoo question. Slight variation this time. Who would you? Okay, so you could pick anyone in the world to give them a tattoo, and what would it be? Someone else has to get this tattoo.
So I have to pick someone to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
I would pick, Jesus Christ. I would pick Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods?
I'd pick Tiger Woods, and he'd have to get a tattoo of his mugshot in jail when he got pulled over for being on all those pills, you know, that they put on a t-shirt. Like, he'd have his own mugshot, like on his forearm or somewhere visible. So, like, whenever he's playing golf, it's right there to always remind him, like, where he came from. So.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
That's awesome.
I was pretty lame, but that was like the only thing I could think of, so there you go.
I like that one. I think that'd be good. It'd be even better if they, like, if it was just like a chest, like his entire chest was that, like, just like they basically had the t-shirt put on him.
It's a Conor McGregor chest plate, but it's Tiger's drunk mugshot.
Oh yeah.
Right. Or it's like you know, those guys that just get like a full-on like bald eagle, like all over their back, like shoulder blade to shoulder blade, like that big. I think that would be appropriate.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna hop in the spelling bee here. I don't know if you won or lost last time. Do you know?
I honestly might have lost. I don't know.
We can only assume you lost.
We can only assume that you probably won. So we'll jump into it. Winners go first. So for the first time ever, Charlie doesn't get the first word.
You don't even know that he won.
I think he won. I'm pretty sure.
Asked us on this whole thing already.
So, Mike, your first word for the spelling bee is pixies.
Pixies. Like the fairy tale, like, no, type of character questions. Type thing? Okay. pixies. P-I-X-I-E-S.
100% correct. Got it.
Hell yeah.
Big
pixie.
Big pixie guy. Charlie, your word is something we don't know a lot of when Mike comes to town. Sobriety.
Sobriety. Okay, that's one option.
Yeah,
we go for the second one. S-O-B-R-I-E-T-Y.
Got it. Wow. Oof. You guys are coming off, starting on a hot streak here. If a streak could any more, I would shriek. Mike, shriek.
Shriek?
Yeah.
Oh god, this is a fun little I before E one. I'm gonna go S H R I E K.
100%. Got it. Dang.
God, yes.
Yeah.
The pressure
is on you right here, Charlie. Don't mess it up. If you mess it up, that'd be heinous. Heinous.
Heinous? They hate us because they hate us.
No, heinous, not hate us.
I know.
A-A-Y-N-U-S. No. I knew you'd get that one wrong. Mike, if you can spell it correctly, we're going to change the format. If you can spell this correctly.
You already won.
Actually, you already won. You think you can spell heinous, Mike?
I use heinous as a regular part of my vocabulary with some of my high school friends. That is H-E-I. N-O-U-S.
100%. Dang, Mike just walks away with the title there.
On fire.
Woof.
Took it now. That's it.
Unbelievable. Mike, congratulations on the win. We're happy to have you on as a reoccurring guest, and hopefully we'll see you back in Chicago soon.
I appreciate it. I gladly accept the Try Hard Award, and I'm very thankful for being on the pod. I'll have to come down again soon.
All right. Alright, that was our good friend Mike Myers. Always a blast having him in town and on the phone, but what an interesting weekend we had.
Yeah, so like, I don't know if you could tell, but like after they jumped in, people kept starting doing left and right, and they would try to get bigger and bigger splashes. We were sitting right next to this pool, it was tiny, and so I felt like I was at a SeaWorld show.
100%.
Big whale just jumping up, trying to splash everyone.
We got the orcas.
I was just getting doused.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. We were just getting absolutely splashed. So we got just about as soaked as they did, but we didn't look like so bad because we weren't the ones jumping.
It's still crunchy because of what I got.
Mine actually wasn't too bad, but yours is on the table.
Mine was in my butt, but my butt was right next to the pool.
Oh, that's right. I was on the other side.
Yeah, I think I was on. Your guys are a little smarter than I was.
Yeah, you always got to look at the pool so you know when it's coming.
But yeah, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable, great time, fun weekend. Yeah. But in a little more depressing news, if we feel like we had to, you know, do a little tribute on our sign off here. Obviously didn't know her at all, but Gabe Grunwald, big part of the Minnesota running community.
Yeah, just through running at school up in St. Thomas and St. Paul. She would work out at McAllister's mile down the road.
So yeah, it was definitely very upsetting to see her lose her battle with cancer after 10 years. But we'll end it on this quote here. At the end of the day, people won't remember the PRs or the teams you qualified for, but they'll remember that hard period in their life where they were losing hope, but they found inspiration in a young lady who refuses to give up. That's from her husband, Justin Grunwald.
Deuces.
Deuces.